Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, your host, and today we're diving into a fascinating question from Daniel about creating an image dataset of Jerusalem. Before we get started, I should mention that everything you're about to hear is generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I'll do my best to give you accurate information, always double-check the technical details for your specific use case. Daniel wants to create a comprehensive image dataset of his city, Jerusalem, with the goal of fine-tuning AI models to generate more realistic renderings of life there. It's an ambitious and genuinely useful project that could benefit both the local community and the broader AI research community. Let's break down how to approach this systematically. First, let's talk about the photography strategy. Daniel mentioned capturing everything from wide-angle shots of people to close-ups of gravel, which is exactly the right approach. For a robust dataset, you want diversity across multiple dimensions. Think about capturing different times of day to get various lighting conditions, different weather if possible, and definitely different seasons if you can commit to this as a longer-term project. Include architectural details, street scenes, markets, religious sites, modern buildings, ancient stones, vegetation, and yes, even those close-up textures like gravel, stone walls, and metal fixtures. The more varied your dataset, the better your fine-tuned model will understand the visual language of Jerusalem. Now, regarding formats and standards for sharing on Hugging Face, there are indeed established conventions that will make your dataset much more useful to others. The most common approach is to use the Hugging Face dataset's library format, which typically involves organizing your data with accompanying metadata in JSON or CSV files. For image datasets, the standard structure usually includes a metadata file that describes each image. This could be a JSON lines file where each line contains information about one image, or a CSV file with columns for different metadata fields. The key information you'll want to include goes well beyond just EXIF data, though EXIF is certainly valuable. Here's what I'd recommend including in your metadata: the file name or path to each image, a descriptive caption or tags describing what's in the image, the location where it was taken if you're comfortable sharing that level of detail, the timestamp, camera settings from EXIF like aperture, shutter speed, and ISO, and any relevant tags like architecture, street scene, people, texture, or religious site. The Hugging Face datasets library works particularly well with datasets that follow their conventions. You'll want to create a dataset card, which is essentially a RADME file that describes your dataset, its intended use, any limitations, and licensing information. This is crucial for open source datasets because it helps others understand how to use your work responsibly. For the actual image format, JPEG is perfectly fine for most applications, though you might consider PNG for images where you want to preserve fine details without compression artifacts. The resolution should be consistent if possible, though having some variety isn't necessarily bad. Many successful datasets include images at various resolutions, but it's helpful to have a minimum resolution threshold, perhaps 512 pixels on the shortest side. Regarding EXIF data, yes, this can be incredibly valuable, but be mindful of privacy concerns. EXIF data often includes GPS coordinates, which you might want to strip out or generalize to neighborhood level rather than exact locations. The technical camera settings, however, are very useful for researchers who want to understand the conditions under which images were captured. One thing to consider is adding semantic annotations to your images. This could be as simple as tagging each image with relevant keywords, or as complex as providing bounding boxes around objects of interest. Even basic tags like outdoor, indoor, daytime, evening, crowded, empty, modern, historic, can make your dataset much more searchable and useful for specific training purposes. For the technical implementation, I'd suggest looking at existing image datasets on Hugging Face to see how they're structured. The COCO dataset format is widely used and well supported, though it might be overkill for your needs. A simpler approach would be to create a folder structure with images in subdirectories organized by category or location, accompanied by a comprehensive metadata file. Don't forget about licensing. Since you're planning to make this open source, you'll need to decide on an appropriate license. Creative Commons licenses are popular for datasets, with CC BY 4.0 being quite permissive while still requiring attribution. Just make sure you have the right to share all the images, particularly if any include recognizable people or private property. One practical tip: as you're collecting images, consider keeping a simple log or using a voice recorder to note interesting details about each shot. This contextual information can be invaluable when you're later writing descriptions or tags for hundreds of images. Finally, Think about the long-term value of your dataset. Jerusalem is a city with incredible historical and cultural significance, so your dataset could be valuable not just for AI training, but for historical documentation, urban planning research, and cultural preservation. Consider reaching out to local universities or cultural institutions who might be interested in collaborating or helping to ensure your dataset captures the most important aspects of the city. This is exactly the kind of project that makes the open source AI community stronger. Local datasets like this help ensure that AI models understand and can represent the full diversity of human environments, not just the most commonly photographed places. Your Jerusalem dataset could help future AI systems better understand Middle Eastern architecture, urban layouts, and cultural contexts. So to summarize, plan for diversity in your photography, use standard metadata formats that work well with Hugging Face, include rich descriptive information beyond just EXIF data, be mindful of privacy and licensing, and don't underestimate the broader value of what you're creating. It's a project that could benefit researchers, artists, and technologists for years to come. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about AI, machine learning, or technology in general, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry signing off from Jerusalem, where my brother Korn the Sloth and I are probably planning our own photo walk around the old city.